Hey, what's up, everybody? We got some podcast going on. I thought I would try something new. I don't feel good about it. My name's Nathan Smart from The Game Rag.
I'm Zachariah.
Yes, and you are listening to The Game Rag's official podcast called One and a Half Men.
And I'm the half man, everybody.
Yeah, explain why.
We love the movie Cop and a Half, and we named it after that. You're Burt Reynolds,
yeah.
And I'm a child actor that you'll never hear from again.
Yeah. Actually, I'm Charlie Sheen, and you're Ducky.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Now it's
flattering. Two and a Half Men, right. Yeah, right. Just joking. Yeah, it's a reference. It's a stupid name. It's just...
No, don't talk it down.
Okay, it's a great name. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. Now let's do the news.
The news. We're doing the news. For those who are tuning in for the first time, you can go to gamesetwatch.com, scroll down a bit, or just do a search on the game, right, Nathan Smart or something, and you can find the first one we ever did. This will be the official...
A classic.
Yeah, it was... Ugh. Go on.
Yeah.
Anyways, we do the news. I talk about the news. I explain it to Zachariah since he doesn't really know about video games. And he blinds us with his blinding razor tongue on our eyes.
Well, it's clearly a battle of words between you and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so let's get into it. Uwe Boll. You know who that is?
No.
He's a director of video game
now,
movies.
Now, is he American?
Uwe? Yeah, no, I don't know what country he's from.
Okay.
Uvekistan?
Uvekistan. I mean, I hope he's another planet.
Yeah, right. Anyways, he makes really awful video game movies. I think he made Blood Rain and some other ones. I don't know. I haven't done the research. I don't care. Anyways, he's put out a challenge to journalists. Anyone who's given him at least two bad reviews in the past year, I think, of his video game movies.
He's made that many?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, in 2005.
Yeah.
He's made a lot.
I guess so.
He's made more than two. He's challenging them to a boxing match. 10 rounds.
That's ridiculous, because making a movie and punching someone in the face are two different skills in life.
Well, and one validates the other, you know?
Right.
If he wins the boxing match, then his movies become good.
Right. Do you remember when George Lucas first made Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody liked it.
I remember. What year was that?
That was 77.
Right, that was 1 year before I was born. I remember that.
Right. And then late 77, he had a cage match.
Late 77, I don't remember so much.
Right. Well, let me fill you in on history, ignorant. Okay. He had a cage match with the head of Fox, a very young Rupert Murdoch, as well as Francis Ford Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola has two fake legs now, thanks to that cage match, and Star Wars is the classic it is today. So, Blood Rain, Gone with the Wind, you might be able to put an equal sign between it pretty soon.
If he loses,
it's going to be gnome named Norm.
Yeah, there you go. There's a reference.
Directed by Stan Winston.
Wow.
That's right.
Now, Zachariah is doing another podcast, a Stan Winston podcast,
right.
But you can get that at...
Right. Called Winsome Winston. Be sure you listen. What video games do you think would make good movies, or that should be made into movies? Not Halo.
It's being made into a movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
And I wouldn't want it to be, but it is. Let's see, good game movies. Brain Age?
Yeah. Sure.
That'd be a great movie. Like, sort of like a pie sort of movie.
Clacks?
You know? Mind Blend. Yeah, oh, Clacks. What would that be? Romantic comedy?
Between a ball and a brick?
Yeah. What kind of entendre? Double entendre is that?
I just made it.
Nice. And also, I'm going to go with The Next Story as a good movie idea.
I'm saying any Flash game would be a good movie as well.
Ooh, yeah. What about Concentration? See, that would make a good movie.
I love it.
Okay, good.
I think they should make the Total Recall video game into a movie.
You know
based
what?
On the game's plot.
Right. You know that they made a movie called Total Recall?
No.
Yeah, it starred Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
Yeah.
He's perfect for that. Looked just like him in the game.
I know, isn't that awesome? And speaking of, let's move on to Duke Nukem. We were talking before, and it sounds like you know what Duke Nukem is.
Yeah, I do. But I have beaten the first shareware Duke Nukem, where you shoot a man in a wheelchair who blasts off into space at the end. That's me proving I beat it.
Nice.
And
we were skeptical.
Sure. And fun fact, my mother also spent hours of her days playing that game, but never beat it. So,
well,
in your face, Mom.
I was gonna say it, but I didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've never played the first person ones, the new ones.
No.
And why would you? Because they're awful.
Are they very like a Doom?
Yeah,
Doom-esque.
Doom. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They're like every other first person shooter game we've ever seen ever.
Sure.
They
have Diablo Chic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyways.
Yeah. Continue.
Duke Nukem Forever is the name of a game that's been taking forever to be made. I think since the 90s? I don't know. It's been in production for a long time.
Good job.
When they first started, they had $6 million to work with. Now they only have $4,250.
And they spent all that money programming, reprogramming, presumably, not just making up excuses that it's not ready yet and going
on
vacation.
Okay. Both, yeah. I don't think they're stealing the money. I just think just laziness.
They're really bad.
I really don't know because I don't know the people who make it. So I can't speak to their characters.
You know, we could say that about a lot of the news that we talk about. Maybe we shouldn't be quite so quick to judge for these people. I don't know them either.
Yeah, but is that funny, though?
It's not.
You're right. Back to the judgment.
Right.
These guys are lazy
a-holes.
More like
Poop Nukem.
Oh, nice.
I'm back. Like
Call
a phoenix.
But there is an incentive. If they finish the game before December 31st, 2006, they'll get a promissory note of $500,000.
Hmm. I want to know how great this game is.
It's
I mean,
not,
how many years
point.
Has it been in progress? 4 years? 5 years?
No, I don't know. Since the 90s?
Oh, wow.
I think.
Hmm. If a hologram doesn't shoot out of my TV screen when I play this, I'm going to be very disappointed.
That technology is 99, so I think you're going to be disappointed.
Okay.
We're past that. Phoenix Wright, a lawyer game.
Right.
For the DS.
Sure.
Is big in Japan, and they're working on the third one out there. It's going to be releasing soon, and they have a second one coming out in America soon. Are you excited about that?
So excited.
Do you like lawyer games?
I'm more of an Attorney General game aficionado, but lawyer games are fun.
I like...
Hit the sue button.
Yeah, I like divorce law.
Divorce games?
Yeah.
Oh, those are fun, too.
Yeah. He's also a detective, too. He figures out the cases too.
Which isn't what lawyers do, but
right, and that's why I said two, detective two.
Oh,
it wasn't.
Not
it
also.
Wasn't. No, also.
I mean, oh.
It wasn't like lawyer and detective number two. He wasn't like detective number two in a case,
which is not a snappy name for a game.
Right,
lawyer and detective
two. right. So that's that. The Nintendo Wii. Which is the name of the new console. Oh, I told you that. They've trademarked a couple more things. They already have Wii Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only assume that that's going to be a karaoke game, obviously.
Sure.
But here's a couple of the other ones. The Wii Pointer, they've trademarked. We don't know what that is.
Okay.
What do you think that is? What do you think they could use that for? Like maybe
I
a want to business presentations?
Well, or a person who's legally blind.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to like, which
so
one?
So it's like a
this.
Seeing eye. Oh, okay. I thought maybe it would be like a wee seeing eye dog. Like a
not
that,
totally
that would be
blind. Legally blind.
Legally blind.
Yeah. They're like, which one's the non-dairy creamer? Oh, it's this one.
Right.
Thank you. Two points.
And then there's also Wii Culture.
Oh, okay. Sure. Proper soup etiquette.
Right. With the controller.
With the controller, right.
So you'd have all four for your placement of
Sure.
for of utensils.
What to do in an audience with the Pope?
You're right. And then there's one other one. It's actually Wii upside down, which is two exclamation points and an M.
Okay.
And I have no idea what that could be. It's sort of like a M. I don't know how you would even say
Or M.
it. Right. Ooh. A Swahili Wii game? Nice. Poke Park. What does that mean to
Poke Park.
you?
Sounds German.
It isn't. It's Japanese, actually. And in Taiwan is where this Poke Park's going to be. It's going to be a Pokemon amusement park. Opening June 23rd and ending on September 24th.
Oh.
I don't know why they have. They have a time frame. Maybe that's how the season of
Oh,
summer.
it's an ethereal theme park. They build it, but then it ends,
Yeah,
and they raise it
I
to the
don't know, but
ground.
I don't know, but I don't know if it's like a summer Cedar Point sort of thing. It's that's the summery season, but that seems like a short summer season.
It's Taiwan. Okay.
Where are they on
I
the
don't imagine
equator?
Taiwan having blistering snowstorms covering
What
Pikachu teacups.
are you trying to say about Asians?
Nothing. They're just not cold a lot.
Oh yeah, what about
I'm just
Mongolians?
saying, well, they're, you know.
Sherpas?
What about Russians? They're in Asia.
Oh, you know
Yeah.
what? That is a good politically correct call.
Thank you.
Russians are Asians too.
I caught you in unintended racism yet again.
Event stage, food court, souvenir shop, and nine attractions.
Oh.
So, come
Wow.
on, funny
Sounds
man.
well worth it.
Come on, funny man, give us an attraction.
Oh,
What do you
come
think?
on.
Come on, Pikachu, Charizard. We
Right.
got.
You make a joke.
I don't
This is
have a
so
joke.
easy.
Okay, well, I'm not the comedian, I'm the video game
Yeah, sure
dude.
you are.
All right, let's see.
Ironic gamer.
Yeah, what? Shut up, that's dead. What about the Gyarcoaster?
One.
Or the Pika Bumper
Oh.
Cars Chew?
Oh. I hope
I
this
got
microphone can
nothing.
take zings. There's two scorch
It's
marks on
shaking.
it.
It's shaking. There you have it. That was the freaking news.
So what did we slam? We,
We slammed Uwe Boll.
right? We put Duke Nukem in his place.
Finally, I
We
mean,
took Pokemon theme parks down a notch
to task.
to task. What else did we cover?
Nintendo, forget about it.
Right?
And Phoenix Wright.
Slam dunk.
Hello, Capcom. Where are you?
Oh, good one.
Yeah, thank you. So.
Well, tail between their legs as they run away, we will run away as well.
Nice.
That's your
Nice.
closer. So
Bye-bye.
thank you, Rose.